Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to thank Ms. Grisel Rodriguez of Panama for chairing MX5 and for preparing the report of the meeting. Mr. Chair, today we have heard a wide range of states' parties emphasize, through sharing many diverse perspectives and proposals, the need for greater institutional strengthening of the Convention. The UK shares these sentiments and regards this task as vital for ensuring the Convention remains effective and relevant going forward. At MX5, we set out a working paper on the decision-making of the MSP, particularly ways in which more agile decision-making can strengthen the BTWC. We note the positive response from many states' parties and remain willing to engage in discussions on our proposals. Our paper explores what the history of the Convention shows us about how states' parties have agreed decisions beyond the review conferences. We made recommendations for opportunities to take decisions more frequently where needed, to make the implementation of the Convention more effective. Some states' parties contest that only the review conference has the authority to take decisions that are politically binding on states' parties. This is not the case. There has been no such decision at any BTWC review conference stating this, whereas in contrast, there are numerous examples of states' parties agreeing to devolve specified decision-making authorities to other meetings and groupings of states' parties. Our paper sets out these historical examples, which include, first, the ad hoc group's fifth session decided that, in order to fulfill its mandate, it would intensify its work with a view to completing it as soon as possible, before the commencement of the fifth review conference, and submit its report for consideration by the states' parties at a special conference. Second, the 2017 MSP decided to establish the current intersessional process, covering its content, structure, and number of days for each part of the meeting of experts and meeting of states' parties scheduled between 2018 and 2020. Third, the 2018 MSP decided to establish a working capital fund financed by voluntary contributions and used solely as a source of short-term financing pending receipt of reasonably anticipated contributions, taking into account the average collection rate and pattern of payments over the preceding 3 years. Mr. Chair, so what does this precedent mean for us now? We propose that the Ninth Review Conference should agree to delegate some decision-making authority to annual meetings of states' parties. Annual meetings of states' parties are used effectively in other disarmament treaties and conventions to take decisions. The same is possible for this convention. The annual MSP to the BTWC should be given the authority to decide on specific actions needed to strengthen the convention when required. Mr. Chair, the UK believes such a move, which we consider entirely consistent with past practice, would help us make substantive progress on strengthening the Convention in a timely manner. Being able to take decisions at annual meetings would enable states' parties to maintain the BTWC's relevance at a time of considerable change. In the context of our rapidly changing circumstances, including issues laid bare by the COVID-19 pandemic, it is important that our collective approach towards the stewardship of this Convention keeps pace with real-life challenges. We encourage all states' parties to consider our suggestions constructively and work together in a spirit of cooperation to examine how we could make the implementation of the Convention more effective. Thank you, Mr. Chair.